Here we are on Monday of the 12th week, and we have begun to reflect now on chaos we've been reading about in the Book of Kings. The murder, the mass murder, the infidelity, and finally, Shalmaneser conquers the northern kingdom. And with absolute authority, not a guess, it says, this came about because the children of Israel sinned against the Lord their God. Not a guess, this may be. This is the word of God. This came about. Now, many people could have sort of thought that might be the case, you see. What characterizes prophecy is not that somebody knows something nobody else knows, though that can sure happen. It's that they know it with a kind of divine certitude. That's what makes it prophecy. Jeremiah saw this happening, coming for the south, and he kept saying it. Now, anybody reading the Jerusalem Post of the day could have seen what was going on politically. But Jeremiah said, this is it. You know, up to now I've been preaching, repent and the Lord will spare you. Now I'm preaching, it's over. You can repent all you want, this is going to happen. That's certitude. And that's a gift. Now, so the first reading here from the second book of Kings, you see, is showing us a big panorama. And now we come, starting chapter 7, we have the first five verses today of chapter 7 of St. Matthew's Gospel. We're still in the Sermon on the Mount. And we have this advice from the Son of God himself. It's not about world politics. It's not about all the comings and goings of armies and politicians and merchants. It's about our heart, where the problem is. And so, stop judging so that you may not be judged. For as you judge, you will be judged. And that ought to be sobering. We look what goes on in our head, and you say, is that what I want to happen to me on Judgment Day? You'd think, it's just good business. You know, we would be trying to get rid of that stuff. Because that's not the norm according to which we want mercy, we want a break, because we desperately need it. And so why not give one? It seems as though we have a wooden beam in our eye. And the Lord is saying, if you get rid of that beam, your heart will be at peace. And if you're supposed to help your brother or your sister, you will. So what's the beam? Be good to find that out, wouldn't it? And try to get rid of that. So much misery happens in families and communities and whatever, because we're all walking around with this beam, right? So what is our Lord telling us here? Well, I think in a way the beam is self-centeredness. I judge everything according to how it affects me. Even the Buddhists notice that, you know. And they have this way of trying to offset that by the koan and all those things. Baffle your mind. Make it think differently. Think outside the box in a major cosmic way. That's Buddhism. You see, I mean, like, you know the sound of two hands clapping? Or what's the sound of one hand clapping? Well, you tried it. Now, why do you want to work on that? To make your mind think differently. We're in a groove. Everything's just the way we want it, or we think. But our Lord has a much deeper way. You see, if everything is good or bad insofar as it affects me, I'm in a desperate situation. Where's the love? Where's the care for other people? Where is the generosity and mercy? Well, the Lord says, get that beam out of your eye and you'll see clearly. And then if we see clearly, that's going to be quite nice, for one thing. We won't walk around in a fog. And secondly, we can help our brother and sister. And it comes down to love. It comes down to, I'm not at the center of the universe. As I say, we could go on with all these Buddhist things, but we won't. But I'll show. One, suppose I move my finger along this book. Is my finger coming or going? Well, it's coming as far as you're concerned, but it's going as far as I'm concerned. Right? Because we're all looking at it from my point of view. Enough Buddhism. The point is to pray for that kind of compassion. Especially those things that people do that annoy us. You know, Mao Zedong killed, is it, I think it's 70 million people. Does that disturb you? Not nearly as much as somebody cutting you off in traffic. We were a little bit disproportioned. And God in his mercy is saying, look, I'll give you a way to change that. Just come to me. Pray to my blessed Holy Spirit. And exercise compassion. Just forego judging. And then finally, reach out in love. Ah, then what do you know? The beam goes in your eye. And you start to see things so differently. And that's what our Lord is talking about. But this is not like a moral suggestion. This is life and death. He says, for as you judge, so will you be judged. Well, I sure want a break on Judgment Day. Don't you? So why don't we give one another a break? That doesn't mean everything's fine, everybody's lovely, nobody ever sins. It means seeing things through the eyes of God the Father. And that takes practice. It takes a gift from the Holy Spirit. So we should pray for that. Pray for that. To the degree that we manage to do that, people find solace and healing among us. Isn't that wonderful? Last night at the prayer meeting, two people said to me, oh, what would I do if Mother of God community did not exist? I thought, wow, it's worth it, you see? So that's the word from the Lord.